Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Shaga Dushkova. How are you, Shaga?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Enjoying London Wine and Spirit Fair.
Yeah, we're at the London Wine Fair. In fact, we're in the press room at the London Wine Fair at the moment, so it's a little bit quieter, although you can almost certainly hear a little bit of background noise going on there. And you're from Vinolock.
Yes.
Now, I interviewed one of your partners, or not really a colleague, Siegfried Lenzgau, I think it was, in 2008. But the company's changed a lot since then. And we'll catch up on what's been happening in the company in the last 9 years or so. But before we get into that, just do you want to tell us a wee bit about yourself, Shaga? And then we'll get on to what Vinolock is, and then we'll get on to the sort of what's been happening since then. So, where are you from?
I am from Prague, Czech Republic, and current owner of Vinolock brand, Preciosa Company, is based in Czech Republic, in Jablonec city, in the north of Czech Republic, North Bohemia. It's a very nice place, close to the mountains.
Yeah.
And this place has very long glass production tradition.
It's like glass wine bottles or and glasses or just glass in general?
All kind of glass, jewelry also, chandeliers,
chandeliers.
Figures.
Chandeliers.
Glass technology.
Yep.
It's region with tradition. For example, Riedel family comes from this place.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I thought they were German or Austrian.
They moved to Austria, but they were born here.
Oh, in Czech.
Yeah,
okay, excellent.
In the city where Preciosa is based, there is house where Mr. Riedel was born.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense. Yeah. And you're doing a you're the ambassador, brand ambassador for Vinolock.
Yes, I'm ambassador.
What does that mean?
It means I am promoting Vinolock and especially its enological properties because I'm involved in wine for years as wine writer, wine educator, now wine student. I'm currently a student of the Institute of Masters of Wine.
Yeah, studying MWA.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. And I follow Vinolock since it's on the market because I was involved in projects with wineries using it since 2004 year when it entered the market.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how it developed, how wines develop, how properties of Vinolock develop. So I started to cooperate with Vinolock company as Vinolock ambassador a couple of years ago, and I enjoy this very much.
Okay. Well, what is Vinolock? Since if listeners can't remember from 9 years ago, which is quite a ways ago, what exactly is Vinolock?
Vinolock is a brand of this glass wine and spirit closure.
So it's like a stopper, isn't it? It's like a glass cork.
Yes, exactly. It's glass cork.
Okay, and it goes on top of the bottle.
Yes.
And it comes in all sorts of funky colors, doesn't it? In designs and...
Yes, yes. At the moment, it comes in many colors, many design, personalized to every customer. If he wishes, he can has his logo on or different surfaces, different colors.
Okay, I mean I've seen the locks that them before, and they're very colorful. You know, they look quite nice on a bottle. That's one of the things about them is they're quite an attractive closure. I've always been a bit funny about Vinolock, though, because I know it is a glass closure, but ultimately it's the oxygen barrier is really what looks like a piece of silicon, isn't it? Because you've got a glass bottle and then you've got a glass closure, and neither of them are perfect seals. So you've put Vinolock has a thin piece of silicon or plastic or something like that that goes between the top of the bottle and the closure. Is that right?
It's not silicone. This material is on the basis of a natural material. It's kind of resin. The exact name of the material is ethyl vinyl acetate.
Oh, okay. Can you say that again?
Ethyl vinyl acetate.
Ethyl vinyl acetate.
Yes.
Okay.
Elvax 550.
Oh, that's a catchy title, isn't it?
By DuPont.
Yeah, yeah.
Our name of the material is EVA, and it's tested. It underwent migration tests, so it does not release anything into wine. It's completely inert.
It is inert, is it?
It is inert, yes. There was used silicone at the beginning of the production of Vinolock, but it's not more. It was okay. Changed to this much better and especially natural source material.
Yeah, okay.
Which is 100% inert.
Okay. And we'll move on to the details about the product in a minute. Suffice us to say at the moment, it's a glass stopper. It goes in your bottle. Seems to work pretty well.
Yeah.
When we left in 2008, I thought Vinolock was an Austrian or a German German company, wasn't it?
German, yes.
German,
it was Closure Systems International Company,
yeah,
which bought it from Alcoa, who was the first owner.
Yeah.
But in 2011, Preciosa company bought the brand from Closure Systems International. But Preciosa always produced the glass part from the very beginning.
Yep. So you were the manufacturers for CSI.
Yes. So it does not mean that new company entered. The producer of the most important part, glass part, bought the brand in 2011.
Okay. And when did you move away from silicon into this EVA?
Even CSI switched to this DuPont EVA material.
So to me, it's a nice glass closure that you can color and do what you like to. But ultimately, when it comes to the seal is really the plastic, isn't it? It's their EVA because that's the...
It's not plastic. It's natural...
Natural resin. Okay. All right. I'll call it a natural resin. One of the things you guys have been talking about in the show here today is, today and during the 3 days, you've been talking about sort of the ability of the closures to age wines.
Yes.
How long have wines been under the Vinolock closure? You know, what's the oldest bottles you've got?
The oldest vintages are 2001.
2001?
Yeah, because it entered the market 2004.
Yep.
And the oldest wine is Brunello di Montalcino from Tenuta Loacker.
Yeah.
And Brunello is bottled after 3 years of age, and it aged 2 more years in bottles. So this is the oldest vintage of any wine you can find with Vinolock.
And have you tried the wine?
Yes.
And what's it taste like?
Fantastic.
You weren't going to say, oh, it's plastic and horrible.
No, it's fantastic.
It is a good wine.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell me, because we've done a lot of stuff over the years about different closures, screw caps versus cork and diam and plastic corks and all this sort of stuff. And the key thing is always about oxygen transfer rates, how much oxygen gets into the wine through the cork. Now, I've read some of your literature on this, and it looks like it's what I would call a technical closure. In other words, it's consistent. One of the problems with cork is, and I think in your literature you talked about how you open 10 bottles and you get one corked and three dodgy bottles, they're all right, they're not faulty, but they haven't aged as well as maybe the others.
Yeah,
And that's my experience as well. The thing about cork is it's a natural product.
Yeah.
So you do get a lot of bottle variation, even within the same case.
Yes.
Do you find you get similar types of things, or is it more even, or how does it work?
With Vinolock, every bottle is the same. Because Vinolock, to work, it needs precise bottle, and the seal is precise. So the amount of oxygen is... variation is very, very small. The range is very, very small.
Oh, okay. The amount, the range.
So this is range of natural cork is this, and this is range of Vinolock.
Okay. You've got a nice little graph here.
It's not from zero to a small amount, as with screw cap, which closes wine more tightly, allows less oxygen than Vinolock. There are, of course, now trials to produce screw cap allowing more oxygen enter because they know this is not enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is what Vinolock is since the beginning, allows enough and not too much and allows exactly the same amount in every bottle. And why is it important, the same amount? Because winemaker knows exactly how to prepare wine, because if he knows that natural cork can allow 0.01 to 0.1. He never knows what really will be this bottle, so he must add much more sulfur. If he knows that it will be only this small range of possible oxygen, he can use much less sulfur.
Yeah.
What's good for everything, for consumer, for the taste of wine, for the smell of wine. We had tasting this afternoon with François Bagnier from Haig Bagnier. He told that he can start to use 30% less sulfur when we switch to Vinalock. And we have this experience with other winemakers too.
Okay. So, and that's sulfur's, the less sulfur you use, the better, because it tends to harden tannins and strip the wine of color and all sorts of... What are the things that sulfur does to the wine?
Sulfur especially does not pleasant smell and taste.
Yeah. That's too much, though.
And some people are allergic to sulfur. They really cannot drink wine with a lot of sulfur because they have problems next day, they have headache. They have even some...
Oh, I'm the same. I drink 3-4 bottles of wine next day. That sulfur really gets to me.
You can drink so-called natural wines, which sometimes are great, but sometimes they are even faulty because the winemakers don't use sulfur.
Exactly.
Or you can drink wine, which is in the bottle closed by Vinalock with small amount of sulfur, but it's absolutely clean and with no fault. And
okay, so just looking at your oxygen transmission rates for the different closures. So you've got a couple for the two types of screw caps, which are very low, which is what we know. You've got a quite a large range for natural cork and a quite a large range, similar large range for synthetic corks, whereas Vinalock allows... Sort of, it's in the bottom third of the natural cork, but its range is quite tight. It's probably, about 1/15th the range of a natural cork?
Yes.
Which means that the winemaker gets a certainty then, and they know how much sulfur to add.
Yes.
Which is quite nice. And that's from the Australian Wine Research Institute, isn't
it? Yes, which is the institution which is very recognized for their...
cork trials.
Exact methods of research.
You've been looking at wines now that have been aging since, well, the oldest is 2001, but 2004, etc.
Yeah, 16 years.
How do you find them aging? You know, do you find, because one of my concerns with screw caps, in the early days with screw caps in particular, was the lack of oxygen meant the wines aged, but they aged differently.
Yes.
Not necessarily badly, don't get me wrong. Some people, you know, a lot of winemakers prefer screw caps to corks, the way they age. But how do you find your wines age?
I find with old wines, with Vinalock, with aged wines, unique combination of matured notes and young, fresh, fruity notes, which you cannot find with any other closure because screw cap does not allow these matured aromas develop, the aromas which are usually developed with natural corks, what means with red wines, aromas of leather, coffee, tobacco. And they are in the same wine with combination of still young, fresh fruit, black fruit, blackberries. And you cannot find it in any other wine in this balance, because if you have wine which aged 16 years with natural cork, it loses almost all the fruitness.
Yeah, and well, some of it, yeah.
Yes, almost. But with Vinalock, there is kept more fruitness, and there are these matured notes, and wine is very lively. You can feel that it will last for 5, 10, 15 years more, depends on the wine. You really can feel it because there are no signs of wine to be tired. And I have a lot of experience with aging of wine because in Prague I am organizing the biggest international wine contest, Prague Wine Trophy, for 11 years now. I taste in the trophy more than 1,500 wines per year. So I really know how wine develop with different closures. Mm-hmm. So I can compare. And believe me, no other closure offers you this balance and this combination.
And that's why you're the ambassador.
Yes.
Okay, so it does. That was one. That was always one of my concerns when I first interviewed about Vinoloc, was its ageability, because it was an unknown quantity back in 2008. And, you know, the wines just weren't really that old. It does, with the research you've got from AWRI, it does look like it's looking pretty good.